Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Good morning, Kiri. I'm inquiring into birds, built, please.
For birds, yeah. What were you wanting to know?
Well, I understand you got a lady there called Vanessa.
Sorry, we got Vanessa here.
Yeah.
Yes. What were you wanting to know?
Well, I'm looking for someone who's looks after birds and treats them nicely.
Yes, yeah. Well, we've definitely got the vets here. We've got Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Brock, who both deal with birds every day.
Okay, you got two people.
Two people, that's right.
Oh, okay. I used to go to Brighton Bird Veterinarian about 3 or 4 years ago, but they're not there anymore.
No, Dr. Vanessa has opened up her own practice here. She used to work at Brighton, and so did I, and so did Brock many years ago as well. So, yep, no, we definitely know all the birds there.
Okay. How much is a visit, please?
Yeah, so you'd be looking at $170 for the consultation, and depending on what we're seeing your bird for, if it requires any medications or treatment, that's additional to the consultation.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's probably gone up since I've been to a vet 3 years ago. $170. Yeah. Yeah, I've got to think. That's a fair whack of money.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with your bird that's concerning you?
Oh, I think I might have phoned you a couple of days ago. She has to have
super Lauren?
Yeah.
Yep.
Injections under her skin.
As in the implant or the actual hormone injections?
Oh, I don't know. Implant usually.
Okay. Yep, so the implant lasts either 6 or 12 months.
Yeah, 12 months, yeah.
Yep.
And from recent experience, it can add up to $800 just for one implant.
Yeah, the implant, is the costly part. It does. What type of bird do you have? Is it a cockatoo or is it a...
Sulfurum.
Yeah, so that does need to be done under a short anaesthetic because we have to implant it into the pectoral muscle.
Okay.
So there's a short anaesthetic and also the implant, depending on what size implant they place in. As I said, it can be a 6 month or a 12 month. But yeah, with the consult as well, you are looking up towards that amount, depending on what size implant, as I said.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I in the last 2 years, I've got an implant from a wholesaler, I think they are.
We don't do that here. We would still need to do it under an anaesthetic. I think I went away to get the answer for you. Did you phone yesterday?
Oh, was it yesterday, was it?
Yeah. I came back to get you on the phone and you must have hung up or our phone cut out or something. So, the doctor won't do a script or anything for that to get online. It will be done here in the practice.
But, hang on. So if I got a script online and bought the medicine in for your doctor to put into my bird...
No, they won't do that. I asked her specifically, and she said no. They would be done in practice here.
Wouldn't
be releasing a script to be done to get elsewhere.
Brighton veterinary surgery do that for me. Well, I didn't last time anyway.
Yeah, no. I did ask her specifically. She owns the practice and stuff, and she said no. She wouldn't do it that way. It is done here at the practice under an anaesthetic.
Oh, yeah, so it's got to be under an anaesthetic, yeah, but if you get exactly the same thing, $300 or $400 cheaper.
Yeah, exactly I've just asked her, and that's what she will do here.
Do what? Nothing.
Do the implant here. We'll have the implant here and also the anaesthetic and the consult.
Yeah, okay, well, how much is an implant? Can you give me a quote on an implant?
What implant has she done? Have they done in the past? Is it a 12-month one or a 6-month one?
Oh, I don't want to have an operation every 6 months. 12 months.
So it is a 12-month one?
Yeah. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Like, if we are needing it every year, like, that's why they have the consult. They could discuss other options for you, but...
Yeah.
I'm working it out now for you.
Oh, you can do it yourself, can you?
The estimate?
Yeah. Yeah, Brighton Victory. Last time I got the implant in from a wholesaler, and they fitted it in the room there for me while I waited, and it was $300-$400 cheaper.
Yeah, I can't give you an estimate or what's happened over there. Yeah, we weren't there, so but I can let you know you'd be looking. Like for the implant, the 12-month implant, the short anaesthetic, and the consult, you'd be looking at around about the 640 mark.
Oh, that's not too bad. 640 round about. That includes the Super Lauren too.
That's the Super Lauren implant, the short anaesthetic, and the consult as well. So yeah, it'll be about the 640 mark.
Oh, that's not much dearer than what they were charging me to get the implant myself. 640.
Yeah, yeah, so that's if they use a 12-month implant.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't want a 6-month. I don't want them being operated on every 6 months.
No, and as I said, that they discuss things. It's potentially going to be that one there, the 12-month one. But as I said, like if it's going to be every year, they could potentially talk about other options, but that would be done within a consultation.
Yeah, well, yeah. So you recommend 640, and that's the job done.
That's providing they don't find anything on that requires medications or anything. But that's the 6 month. The 12-month. Super Lauren, the short anaesthetic to implant it, and also the consultation.
Okay. That's not as dear as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because the last time I'm pretty sure it was getting close to 800 or 900 at Maramba Downs Vet. Sure it was. That's why I went and got my own medication, but 640 is not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's definitely a 12-month Super Lauren, whatever it is, super.
That was a 12-month Super Lauren implant, the short anaesthetic, and the consultation.
Yeah. So is there anything else I'm up for?
It just depends whether or not they find anything on examination that requires medication. But yeah, if it's everything goes well and the plan, and they go ahead to do the Super Lauren, you'll be looking at and that's quoting on the 12-month one.
So you say a short anaesthetic. Is there a longer one? Is there?
Well, obviously, a short anaesthetic to it's only a short procedure to place a Super Lauren implant. Obviously, if we do like a surgical procedure, there's a lot longer procedure. So we there's a costing just for a short anaesthetic, which is under 15 minutes, which is what this one would be.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. I think it's time that she's got to have one because she's going a little bit berserk at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 12 months since I gave her the last one, so.
Yep, but, and was that done at Maramba Downs, did you say, or?
Yeah.
It was? Yeah.
Yeah. That was last year, July last year.
Okay, yeah.
So your doctor wouldn't have been there then, probably.
Sorry?
Your doctor, Vanessa, mightn't have been there then.
We opened the practice 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're gone, well and truly. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Which doctor do you think I should get, the one that would look after the best?
Oh, they're both really good. Like Dr. Vanessa owns the practice, and Dr. Brock's just received his memberships in avian health and surgery. So they're both really good vets.
Yeah, because I want someone that will really look after her. Because yeah. I suppose you've heard it before. She's my baby.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I understand where you're coming from. But, yeah, that's why we'll do the health check first and make sure she's in good health before we would look at putting her under the anaesthetic to have the implant done.
Yeah, so how much is a health check in the same price?
The consultation's $170. So that was included in that cost that I gave you, the anaesthetic, the super Lauren, and the short anaesthetic.
Yeah, so the consultation is in the...
The estimate that I gave you of 640,
yeah.
So it was consultation, short anaesthetic, and the super Lauren implant.
Okay. Oh, that sounds all right. Not too bad to me.
Yeah. So if any, obviously, other costs are there, they would let you know what the costs would be. That's if they phone anything on examination that requires medications or anything like that.
Yeah. Will they give me a little indication of how her tummy is, whether she's a little bit overweight or not?
Yes, so they'll do a full physical exam on her while she's in the consultation first,
okay.
And they can let you know her body condition and if there's any concerns with her physical health. If you are wanting to know internally, like her internal health, like her liver and kidneys and stuff, that would have to be done through a blood test, which would be additional costs.
Yeah, no, that's understandable, yeah. Well, it sounds pretty good to me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, did you want to have a think about it and give us a call back? It's something that we would do during the weekdays. We wouldn't look at doing it on the weekends just because we're not open that long and time of availability there to do the anaesthetic. But we definitely do it during the weekdays.
Yeah. No, it's got to be done as soon as possible. Not the weekend, like you say.
Yeah.
I can't do it tomorrow.
Friday we are fully booked up. And then Monday's going to be a public holiday here, so we'll be back on Tuesday.
Well, what about Tuesday? Can you do it Tuesday, do you think?
Yeah, what I'll do, I'll just pop you on hold just to, now we've gone through all this, just to make sure we've got that 12-month one here, we don't have to order it in. So let me just pop you on hold first, I won't be a minute.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep, no, we've definitely got some in stock here, and what I'll do once we make the appointment, I will put your little guy's name, or girl's name on it, should I say, so that it is hers and we won't use it. So if we have potentially seen you at Brighton before, we do have some records here from there for our avian cases. I'll just check that we haven't got you on file already.
Okay.
What's your surname that we would have?
Fine.
Yes.
Yeah, Higgs, H-I-G-G-S, Ray. Ray okay. Higgs.
Ray Higgs, oh, here we go.
And Princess.
And what's the bird's name, sorry?
Princess.
Princess, okay. We've got a Wilson here, but we don't have a Princess.
Yeah, Wilson. She used to be called Wilson.
Oh, okay. So I changed Wilson's name to Princess now?
Yeah, have you got the right people, the right bird?
I've got Ray Higgs. I don't have an address because that didn't pass over, but it is exactly the same phone number. And we've got wilsoncocky1641 at hotmail.com.
Yep, that's us. Yep.
While I'm in this field, what's your address so I can put that on file?
95 Rue, R-U-E, Montaigne, M-O-N-T-A-I-G, That's G with the goat, G as in goat.
Yep.
And
Petrie.
Petrie, yeah. Rue Montaigne, M-O-N-T-A-I-G-N-E.
N-E, that's right. Yeah. That's what I've got here. Yeah. Excellent. And I will change Wilson's name to Princess now.
Yeah. Yeah, they thought she was a boy when we first met. Just by the colour of their eyes. Then she started laying eggs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good indication that she's a girl.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Now, for Tuesday, now, does Princess get any fruit or veggies or anything like that? Does she eat fruit or veggies at home or just a seed or pellets?
At home, she mainly has seed.
Yep, okay. No, that's okay. Just because she will need to have a light anaesthetic to pop that implant in, we just ask don't give any fruit or veggies that morning. It is best that we get her in the morning and potentially not give her any food for about an hour prior to the appointment, just so that her crop's nice and empty. So if I can make it early in the morning, would you be able to do a 9:40 appointment?
Yeah.
And that would be with Dr. Vanessa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I've got that down, 9:40.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about Tuesday, aren't we?
Tuesday the 12th, that is.
I haven't got another spot. Hang on. Sorry, I really should check that up. I have so many doctors and hospital appointments now.
No, that's okay.
13th, 13th, 14th, 14th, 19th, 28th. The 12th is okay.
Excellent. If something does come up, just give us a call before then. Obviously not on Monday because we're not open. And we can definitely change that appointment for you. But just, as I said, don't give any soft fruit or veggies in the morning.
Yeah.
And we'll do the health check first, and then we can go straight in and do the Super Lauren implant if she passes all the health check.
Yeah.
What I will do with your permission, I'll just give Marumba Downs a call just to get the history forwarded over from last year so we know exactly what she had. Is that okay? Is it under Higgs at Marumba Downs?
Yeah, but she's under Princess.
Princess Higgs? Okay. I'll give them a call and get that history over. But I've got you all booked in then for 9:40 Tuesday for the health check and Super Lauren implant.
Yeah. One other thing too. She really needs her wings cut and toenails.
Yeah.
Can you do that while she's in there?
Yes, we can definitely do that for you.
That'll be extra, obviously.
It'd be about, I think it's about $40 for the nails.
Nails and wings.
And nails, the wing trim potentially would be done within the console, but the nails would be about $40.
I used to do them, but you can't do them by yourself.
No, it can be hard, but if she's coming in, we can make sure we use a Dremel just to help get all the sharp ends and everything off and we can trim them for you, definitely.
Can you mark that down on the thing, please, that she has a Super 12 thing?
Yep,
and
12.
Wings and toenails.
Wings and nails, yep. No, definitely can do that.
I'll tell you something funny, you probably don't want to know it. But the last two times I had her to the Marumba Downs vet, I asked to have her toenails done because they can be really sharp.
Yeah.
And they said, we've done them. And I get her home and they're not done. They're still sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they were doing them. They were charging me for it, but they weren't doing them.
Yeah. We can't comment on that one, unfortunately, but we'll trim them and use the Dremel just to get all those sharp ends and everything off them and the tips. We can obviously only trim them to the length that they can go because they do have a blood supply there. So we definitely will get all the sharp ends and tips off them for you.
Yeah, and how long does it take, do you reckon, the whole thing?
The whole thing? Would allow probably at least 40, 50 minutes plus some. Obviously the anaesthetic and everything. So I've allowed a good about an hour for the consult.
It'll
probably be a little bit shorter, but definitely allowed that just because we need to do the anaesthetic as well, and recovery time and everything.
Last time at Marumba Downs Vet, Well, I got her there right on time for her to have a consultation, and apparently a dog came in an emergency, and they couldn't do it after I've been sitting there for half an hour waiting.
Yeah, and unfortunately in this industry, emergencies do happen, and we try and run on time as best as possible, but obviously if something like that does happen, we will advise you and you can make the decision what you would like to do. We'll definitely try and stick to our appointment times, but if an emergency does come in, we'll keep you informed.
Okay, all right.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to seeing you and Princess at 9:40 on Tuesday.
Yep, will do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Molly.
Bye.
Bye.